In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us.
He is and always will be.
In a pagan region came a pagan woman, and she cried for mercy. Eventually, the Lord answered. 4 times this Syrophoenician woman clamored for mercy. 3 times the Lord rebuffed her. The first time the pagan woman cried out, "Have pity on me, O Lord, Son of David." The Lord answered not a word. The Syrophoenician woman continued, and the Greek word is clamoring and shouting, "Have mercy on me, have mercy on me, have mercy on me." And the Lord said, as he's surrounded by his apostles, maybe other disciples, you can only picture this woman kind of jumping up and trying, just yelling out over these men that were following her. And he says, not just to her, but makes a general statement, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The Canaanite woman, not deterred by that response, bowed down, worshiping the Lord, saying, "Lord, help me." You can almost hear the cry of the poor in this woman, the cry of the destitute, the cry of a woman who's desperate. And the Lord responded, not necessarily to her, but to everyone present, "It is not proper, it's not good to take the children's bread and cast it to the little dogs." And the woman, still undeterred, responded, "Yes, Lord, for even the little dogs eat the crumbs falling from the table of their masters." And for this woman's persistence, motivated by a genuine faith, the God-man responded, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done what you so desire." Why did the Lord the first time ignore her? And then he makes her basically grovel at his feet. And while she's groveling at his feet, it seems like that then he only insults her, calling her a little dog. In actuality, he wasn't doing any of that. He was allowing this woman, a pagan woman in a pagan territory, to become a lesson, an example to all of the people of Israel and to all people for the centuries to follow who are going to call themselves Christian. To understand what's really going on between this woman and our Lord and the apostles, one has to understand that this is taking place in the middle of chapter 15 of Matthew's gospel. So it's going to give you some context about why Matthew chose to record this event. At the beginning of chapter 15, the Lord had been in a debate with the Pharisees and the other teachers of Israel, And all the apostles and all these people are listening to this debate. And it's all about how it's not following the exterior laws and rituals that make you clean. It's what's in your heart that shows you truly who you are. And a little later, Peter questions the Lord all about what he means by this. And the Lord says, it's what comes out of your mouth that shows you what's in your heart. It's out of your heart that come the sins of murder and slander and sloth and envy and fornication and unchastity. That shows you what's really in your heart. So now we come. So then he leaves this district and somewhere in the land of Israel, the land of the faithful, quote-unquote, people of God. And where does he go? He goes in this pagan territory, and all of a sudden, this pagan woman, who's not a believer, so please, she's not a part of the people of Israel, and she's clamoring and shouting, have mercy, have mercy. And she persists no matter how many times the Lord rebuffs her. What's behind her persistence? What's behind her diligence? This is a woman who has genuine faith. And this woman's faith, this is what's lacking among the people of Israel. And that's why the God-man answers her prayer. Even amid the coldness, the rejection, and the insult, that pagan's faith never wavered. In fact, she became more persistent and stronger in her desire. The Lord did not want such a treasured example to go unnoticed by his apostles and anyone else who wants to follow him. The Lord wanted to see in this particular pagan woman the example of genuine faith in action. Indeed, all things work for the glory of God if we love him. Anyone who has true faith knows that God hears every prayer. The woman went from being seen at the beginning of the encounter as a pagan, a woman of little worth, unworthy, someone called a little dog. Note the word that the Lord uses, the Greek word, is not a wild dog. It's not really so much an insulting term as much as the word he uses, it's the little dog. If they were dogs associated with the family, they'd be sitting at the table. But that's how Jews refer to the Gentiles sometimes, or they would call them even worse. So you see this woman who begins, this is how she's identified. A pagan, unworthy, and she's a little dog. You're not worthy of what's been given to the people of Israel. And what happens? St. John Chrysostom, of whom one of the saints, one of the great saints of the church we're commemorating today, writes on this very gospel passage. And I quote you what he says. From her diligence, she became worthy. Not only did he admit her into the nobility of the children, little dog as she was, but also he sent her off with glowing praise, saying, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done to you whatever you desire. From her diligence, the woman being unworthy becomes worthy. End of quote. Being unworthy, she became worthy. The God-man lets the woman continue to persist in her begging because through that constant calling out, she was being made worthy of what she was desiring. Wow. And we wonder sometimes why God does not hear our prayers. Why we ask and we ask and we ask and we cry out and we cry out and we cry out and it seems that God is silent or it seems that God rebuffs us. We are given the answer why. He's not ignoring you. He's not rebuffing you. Through your persistent desiring and calling out and clamoring to God, what is He doing? He is making you worthy of your petition. St. John Chrysostom went on to teach, and I quote him, "From this we learn that although we may be unworthy, we often by perseverance make ourselves worthy to receive." End of quote. Our liturgical prayer is filled with constant repetition with good reason. We are being made worthy to receive what we are asking. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. We are asking to be made worthy of God's merciful love. How many times have you been tempted to doubt God or to doubt the apostolic faith? Nevertheless, the constant pleading for the gift of faith makes you worthy of the gift of faith. How many times have you found yourself pleading to God for the gift of patience, the gift of charity, the gift of meekness, the gift of purity? And the good Lord seems to be slow in answering your prayer. Is it because an all good Father does not want you to have these beautiful good virtues? On the contrary, that's man's thinking. It's worldly thinking. No, God desires very much that you have these virtues. However, you have to be made worthy of the gifts that God wants to give you. God is not indulging us. God is not careless with what He gives to us. On this very passage, Chrysostom also preached these words, and I quote him, "By the Jews, he showed that to those that are careless, he doesn't even give them their own. Accordingly, they received nothing, and even more, lost what was their own. The Canaanite woman, because she assailed the Lord with earnestness, with persistence, she ended up having the power, the potential to obtain even what pertained to others. And this little dog received what belonged to the children." So great a good is earnestness in prayer. End of quote. Note that. That's exactly what happens. The Jews, because they were careless, lost what was their own. And those who truly desired it, the Gentiles, those who truly desired it, they were given what belonged to the Jews. And it can happen to every one of us. Should we be careless with what God has given to us, He does take it away, and He will give it to another. But should we cry out with genuine faith and persistence, we are made worthy to continue to receive and receive more what God wants to give to each and every one of us. Maybe you've been on bad terms with God. Maybe at times you've been at enmity with God. Maybe you have not asked God in a childlike fashion. Maybe there's been times you devoured God's substance, the Father's substance He gave to you, like the prodigal son. Or also like the prodigal son, maybe you found yourselves at times far away from God, away from Him for a long, long time. Maybe you don't really have the right to ask God, or you like the honor to ask. Maybe you're angry with God. But today's gospel event tells us, gives us an instruction. Be willing to pray persistently, even bowing down before Almighty God. And the Lord, He will make you worthy of your prayer. Christ is among us.
He is among us.